This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 9th, 2024. Hurricane Debby continues to drench the East Coast. The storm originally made landfall in Florida's Big Bend coastal area just after 11 p.m. on Sunday night, August 4th, as a Category 1 storm near Steinhatchee, Florida. The hurricane was downgraded the following day to a tropical storm and was moving north and east at 10 miles per hour. The amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center, WX4NHC, the Hurricane Weather Watch Net, and the VOIP Hurricane Net were activated as Debbie slowly traversed across southeastern U.S., dumping potentially catastrophic rainfall over widespread parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. On Monday morning, August 5th, nearly 248,000 homes and businesses were without electricity. Scott Roberts, KK4ECR, ARRL Northern Florida Section Manager, reported that Clay County Emergency Service Ares was also active. Arch J. Thames, W4CPD, Northern Florida Section Emergency Coordinator, reported that Alachua County and Franklin County Ares were also activated. Thames reported an amateur radio operator was stranded due to high water in Suwannee County. He used the statewide repeater network SARnet to relay the information, and a monitoring operator in Jacksonville, Florida, was able to coordinate with an urban search and rescue team with an embedded ham radio on board and was able to facilitate the rescue of a family. Rick Palm, K1CE, editor of the ARRL Ares Letter, was at his home in Fort White, Florida, when the storm hit. It was another wild ride with huge trees down and river levels rising fast, Palm reported. For 2 days, lots of heavy machinery rolled into our neighborhood to saw up down trees and restore power. The Five Flags Amateur Radio Association, W4UC, located in Pensacola, Florida, was asked by state officials to serve as HF backup for the SARnet system, even though they were outside of the warned area. Tropical Storm Debby, now off the Atlantic coast, will move through the Carolinas and then northeast from the mid-Atlantic states into New England. Colorado State University meteorologists released an updated forecast on Tuesday, August 6th for the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. That's the day after Hurricane Debby made landfall in Florida's Big Bend. Forecasters reduced the number of named storms slightly from the July forecast, from 25 to 23 named storms. All other numbers remained the same, including the predicted number of major hurricanes. That stayed at 6. On August 1st, 2024, Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, ARRL Education and Learning Manager, took a train trip to New York City to visit the Staten Island Technical High School. He was there to help administer amateur radio exams to 49 students, and all of those students passed their exams. Several upgraded their licenses from general to extra class, and 2 students went from unlicensed to extra class, all in one sitting. Their teacher, Everton Enriquez, KD2ZZT, attended the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, TI1, last year and TI2 this year. Since then, Enriquez has helped over 100 kids successfully test for their amateur radio licenses. He has built a program incorporating HF, local repeater use, fox hunting, and space communications, and has plans to incorporate mesh networking with his students this coming school year. On August 6, 2024, Enriquez was helping his students build antennas to help make contact with the International Space Station. They made a 5-element VHF Bad Boy antenna with a mounting mechanism to rotate and pitch the heading using 3D-printed materials, PVC, and aluminum rods. They tried using an IC2730A VHF-UHF radio on medium power, but while that didn't go as well as planned, they were able to hear a lot of activity on 70 centimeters. Staten Island Technical High School began as a New York City public high school in 1988. Its student body is comprised of lifelong learners, innovation facilitators, contributions to the betterment of society, and intellectually inquisitive young men and women. In September 2005, the school was granted the status as a New York City's 7th specialized high school by the New York City Department of Education. New York City specialized high schools are comprised of the most academically gifted and talented students. Congratulations to all of our new amateur radio operators. Andy Mazzulli, Ph.D., KK4LWR, has been appointed Vice Director of the ARRL Southeastern Division. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, appointed Mazzulli to the remainder of the term, ending in December 2025, following the recent death of former Vice Director Jeff Beals, WA4AW. Mazzulli works for Walt Disney Imagineering as a Senior Ride Control Systems Engineer. He earned his Ph.D. at the University of Florida in Electrical and Computer Engineering, focusing on high-performance computing. Mazzulli has been active in amateur radio since 2012, and he remains active in his collegiate club as a board member of the Alumni and Friends of Gator Amateur Radio. Mazzulli volunteers with the Youth on the Air YOTA program and is a co-advisor for the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio program, along with his brother Tony Mazzulli, KD8RTT. They have supported the program since 2017, extensively networking college amateur radio clubs and students. Mazzulli has served on the ARRL Public Relations Committee since 2018, and he is an ARRL Life member. The ARRL Southeastern Division includes Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The 27th Annual International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend, ILLW, is August 17th through the 18th in 2024. The event began in 1988 as the Scottish Northern Lights Award, run by the Air Amateur Radio Group. The ILLW attracts over 500 lighthouse entries located in over 40 countries. It is a popular international radio event, not a contest, and there are very few rules. It's also free, and there are no prizes for contacting large numbers of other stations. There are currently 312 lighthouses and their call signs registered. The complete list can be found on the ILLW homepage and includes stations throughout the United States. Amateur radio operators may use any authorized frequency or mode as defined by their individual licenses. Digital modes, such as FT8, may be used, but because FT8 is a keyboard-to-keyboard mode of communication, the visiting public may not fully understand what amateur radio is all about. ILLW guidelines suggest that an HF transceiver and a wire-type antenna is a better way to demonstrate amateur radio. The event runs from 001 UTC August 17th to 2400 UTC August 18th. That's for 48 hours. For questions about the event or how to enter, visit the ILLW website. Navajo Code Talkers Day is August 14, 2024, and recognizes the contributions of Navajo Marines during World War II. These code talkers encoded and transmitted messages using a complex Navajo language-based code. Secret communication was essential to the war, and the code was never broken by Japanese forces in the Pacific. Special Event Station N7C will be in operation August 14th through the 18th at 0000 Zulu to 0000 Zulu from Window Rock, Arizona on 14.265, 7.265, and 18.133 MHz. A certificate and QSL card are available for $5 from Herbert Goodluck. He's N7HG, P.O. Box 06, Chinle, Arizona, 86503. A silent key to report this week. Carter Craigie, N3AO, passed away on August 1st, 2024, at the age of 86. Licensed since 1981, he was an ARRL Life member and Maximum Society member. He was married to past ARRL President Kay Craigie, N3KN, for 49 years. During Kay's tenure as an ARRL president, Carter traveled with her to conventions and conferences in the U.S. and other countries. Someone who never knew a stranger, he made many friends on those travels with whom he stayed in touch with on the air and through social media. His many amateur radio accomplishments and further words of remembrance from Kay are on ARRL News. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. There's a new satellite in orbit. It was built by some 300 students from University of Montpellier in France. It took over a decade to develop and build. It is Robusta 3A, and the main mission will be studying the extreme flash flooding that occurs from the storms in southern France. The satellite carries an experimental attitude determination and control system, or ADX. This will be used to orient the solar panel for optimal exposure, as well as AIM sensors and the downlink antennas. They will also be testing computer memory chips from 3D Plus to see how they withstand radiation exposure in space. There's a downlink on 436.750 MHz, which transmits short bursts of telemetry. It will also be used as a store and forward satellite similar to FalconSat 3, which deorbited in January of 2023. The uplink frequency has not been published as the satellite is still undergoing commissioning. In the meantime, you can listen for the telemetry. The store and forward mode will be 9K6 GMSK AX25 protocol. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, a lot of contests for you. On August 10th, the FIST Saturday Sprint, that's CW. August 10th through the 11th, the WAEDX contest, CW. August 10th, the SARL Youth QSO Party, that's phone. August 10th, the Kentucky State Parks on the Air CW phone and digital there. August 10th and 11th, the Maryland DSC QSO Party, CW and phone. Also on August 10th, the 50 MHz Fall Sprint, CW phone, and that's digital as well. And then on August 10th through the 12th, the MMM on VHF Dubus 144 Meteor Scatter Sprint Contest, CW phone, and digital. Remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on August 17th and 18th, it's the Huntsville Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention. That's in Huntsville, Alabama. August 22nd through the 25th, the Northeast Ham Exposition sponsoring the ARRL New England Division Convention. That's in Marlboro, Massachusetts. August 30th through September 1st, the Shelby Ham Fest sponsoring the ARRL North Carolina State Convention. That's in Shelby, North Carolina. And on August 31st, it's the Summer Symposium sponsoring the ARRL Santa Barbara Section Convention. That's in Carmelo, California. Some W1AW news. W1AW will change frequencies to 17 meters. Beginning on Friday, September 6, 2024, Maxim Memorial Station W1AW will begin using a new 17-meter frequency for its scheduled CW transmissions due to increased activity near the current bulletin frequency. In order to reduce the possibility of interference, W1AW will move to 18077.5 kHz. And here's a question for you. Does your repeater air the ARRL audio news? Well, ARRL is seeking well-documented technical summaries from individuals or groups that air the ARRL audio news on their local repeaters. Send along your story or article and any photos to arrlaudionews@arrl.org. Your story may help another repeater join our large audio news network. You'll find a list and schedule for the ARRL audio news network at www.arrl.org/arrl-audio-news. ARRL Audio News is aired every Friday and includes a spoken summary of the week's top news stories, just like you've heard today. It's also available as a podcast hosted by Blueberry.com and is also posted each week to the ARRL website as a downloadable audio file in the MP3 format. And finally this week, thanks to the Twin Cities Amateur Radio Club in Champaign, Illinois, for airing the ARRL Audio News on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.